We are working through part two of part seven. So we've been 8 weeks as we've worked through this Unashamed series. And really, I hope that it's really been an encouragement to you to really see God working and standing up for what he wants to do in each of our lives. This morning, I'm talking about the power to overcome. Started last week, and so I'll kind of review a little bit so we'll all be on the same page, even if you weren't here last week, and then moving on a little bit deeper on part, the last two parts of this outline that is here today. And so there's an importance of understanding. Scripture says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Amen. Would you say that with me? The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. We have to believe that. We have to believe that, because that is the necessary aspect of how God can be able to work in our lives. We've got to believe, no matter what is happening in our world, the one who is in me is greater than the one who is in this world. And the fact is, as we look at our world, as we look at what's going on around us, you might say, wow, like, this is horrible. Isn't God great enough to stop this? Like, why couldn't he stop this from happening? Why would this have to take place? And I'm sure there's a questions that go through people's minds as we look at our world and we see, like, even this past week, these terrorist attacks, and we see all that is happening. And we really believe that we'd be remiss not to share something in that regard, because as we look at that, we think, like, isn't God greater than this? Why does he allow these things to happen, and why does this take place? And the reality is that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Scripture says, as we understand, that he's been given power and dominion over this world. And so he has, the enemy has, is the prince of the power of the air. So he has power that is operating in our world. And so we often see the evidences of that in our world. But it's important for us to remember that we believe in the importance of free will. God has given us a free will. If he's given us a free will, that means there's consequences that always come as a result of a free will. So I sometimes have to suffer because of the choices of other people. And I have to suffer as a result of those choices, because if God took away all the consequences of free will, there wouldn't be a free will. And so there's an importance of understanding that no matter what, no matter what's taking place in our world, no matter what's happening, many times we are living the consequences of other people's choices. And in that regard, we have to remember that still greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And so as we're talking today, we're talking about overcoming the circumstances and the things that would come in our world. And then how do we do that? How does that overcoming power take place? So let's pray. Father, open our hearts, teach us from your word, in Christ's name, amen. As we would look at this, first of all, we need to understand all of us have battles to overcome. Doesn't matter what it is, every one of us has a battle that we're trying to overcome. And so we know, first of all, that no one is exempt from the trouble in this world. No one is exempt from the trouble in this world. And the fact Scripture says in your outline, you can see it says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. In this world, you will have trouble. So there's no way around it. We understand in this world, we will have trouble. But then he says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So we know we're on the winning side. And that's what we've got to keep focused and we've got to remember. So no one is exempt from trouble. But no one is beyond temptation either. Doesn't matter how long, how spiritual, how far, how long you followed God, how deep you are in your walk, you're not beyond temptation. All of us are tempted, and all of us will have that. Jesus was tempted. I mean, if Jesus was without sin, was perfect, it was kind of a pointless exercise, but the enemy still tried to tempt him. And so, you know, if we understand Jesus was tempted, certainly you're going to be tempted. And so every one of us is going to be at a point of temptation that's going to come. And we also know that no one is without struggles. So struggles are coming for every one of our lives. Struggles will be there. So we're going to have temptation. We're going to have trouble. We're going to have struggles. We're going to have trials. They're going to come. They come in all kinds of different ways. And it's important that we would see all of us face battles. There's no shame in the fact that we face a battle. All of us do. And so the fact is, battles come in all kinds of ways. And they come in discouragement and fear and insecurity. Now, it's important that you would understand, like, I don't think you have every one of these in the list, right? Well, I don't think so. But I'm sure you have multiple ones of these. Because it's human. It's who we are. And many times it's personality. Some personalities struggle more than other personalities. And some, you know, like fear, for example, is a base for some personalities. And they would struggle more with fear. And if they struggle with fear, they probably struggle with worry. They probably struggle with, you know, oh, what's going to happen and what's going to take place and, you know, all those kinds of things. But the fact is that we all face battles. And this is not a conclusive list, but there's more, or comprehensive, but there is more. Fear, insecurity, jealousy, addiction, loneliness, worry, depression, stress, lust, anger, self-worth, rejection, judgmental spirit, selfish, physical battles, emotional battles. We're all in some kind of a battle. And it doesn't matter, I mean, we're all in these. You're facing something. Some of you have physical battles that you're facing right now that you're just wondering, am I going to be able to get through this? What's going to be the end? How is this going to work out? Some of you are facing emotional struggles that are a part of your life and you're feeling overwhelmed by those and not knowing. Some of you are, you know, facing like financial or jobs or whatever, but there's stress. There may be something in your life that you're just wondering about and trying to sort through toward future and whatever. And so worry can kind of creep in and not knowing. All of us face battles, all of us. And so the important thing is that we would understand. So people would say, well, why can't I just pray them away? Why can't I just pray? And then it goes. But the fact is that, you know, prayer, when we say, why isn't like prayer enough? Why can't I just, you know, say, okay, Lord, take this away, and then it's gone? Because that happens, like so many people, and some people get really discouraged, they're ready to give up. Like, I prayed about this, and it didn't change. But the problem is bigger than just this, because we're not really understanding the whole piece that is a part of it. And that's why it's important that we would understand, you just can't just pray it away. Sometimes, you know, our prayers, and I know that many times our prayers are worry prayers. Oh, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we're just worrying out loud to God. I mean, it's not real prayers. And so we've got to figure out, okay, then what is prayer? And what is it? And what is the difference? And you're not going to say, oh, Lord, help me to overcome this temptation. You know, Lord, I always get tempted. And then we start thinking about the temptation. And then pretty soon we're overwhelmed by the temptation. And like, how did that happen? We didn't mean for that to happen, but it took place because our focus is on the temptation. It's not on changing our thinking. And so that's why it becomes so important for us to be able to understand, what does God want to do? Well, first, we have to identify your battle. So know your enemy. Know what your battle is. We're all facing a battle. Whatever your struggle of temptation is, whatever your struggle with trials, whatever your struggle with trouble that is coming into your life, realize that the battle begins and continues in your mind. So here's where it all happens. This is the center of what's taking place. People get discouraged. They get depressed. They get defeated. And how does all that happen? It happens right in here. How you're dealing with the things that come into your world, into your life. And so how you respond to what's going to happen in your mind. So this is where the battle begins. And that's why it's so important that we would understand the scripture that was given under that in your outline says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, what is good and pleasing and perfect. By changing the way you think. Don't copy the customs and behaviors of this world, but let God transform you by changing the way you think. And so what I've got to do to be an overcomer, I've got to change how I think. And so I'm not going to be an overcomer by thinking the same things that I've always thought. Whatever behavior has been a part of my family and growing up or whatever has been a part, I'm not going to change by continuing to repeat that behavior. I'm going to have to change the way I think, so I'm not going to. Some people say, you know, well, I really can't help it. You know, my father had a hot temper, my grandfather had a hot temper, and I have a hot temper, and so I blow off. And I say, well, just because they never got victory over that does not mean that you have an excuse to do that. We need to get a grip on whatever the behavior is that is pulling us down and see God help us to change it. And that's why it's so important that you would not excuse yourself from any behavior, but you would realize, I've got to change the way I think. I can't do the same things the world does. My life is different. I have to live different. I have to behave different. And so how does that happen? By changing the way I think. That's where it's going to come. And so we realize that your battles that we face center on patterns. We talked about this a little bit last week, but the importance of making sure you understand your thought patterns. There's so much they can do in the study of the brain now that they can understand propensities toward different things and all kinds of things that they can see actually in the brain. And the fact is that your thoughts run on a track, and they run to a same conclusion. The more you kind of are revolving around that, you're going to have those same conclusions that are going to come. And so it kind of wears a groove into your brain because you're always thinking in that same way and ending up at the same conclusion. So if there's a temptation when you come to your computer, you know, it's really pretty amazing, but they just tell us recently that Playboy magazine has chosen not to be using pornography. Now they're going to be moving in a different direction because pornography is so readily available for free on the internet that it's they're going to actually have people reading it for the articles. I mean, really. That was always the excuse that people used. Oh, I just read the articles. But that's not true. The fact is, so what they're doing is they're changing because it's so readily available. Do you know there's so many people that are caught up in pornography? Pastors, like percentage is really high of those who are regularly using and seeing. It's so private. It's so like no one knows. No one can see you. You can do this so in that kind of, whether it's on your phone or whether it's, you know, on your laptop or wherever, it's so prevalent. And so what do? We have to realize that where our pattern, what our pattern is and where we fall into these. And so you'll know some things, like when you're alone. Okay, that's one of those kinds of things that where people often will go off track because no one else sees or no one else knows. That find out what your patterns are that are going to lead you down the wrong path and then make conscious choices and decisions. I'm not going to go there, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to change my thinking, and I'm going to make other associations, and those are ways that you can help. I mean, we have to consciously realize what we do affects all of our thought life. I mean, reality, if you struggle with lust, if lust is an issue and you struggle with lust and you're going to see R-rated movies that have nudity, like, how is that going to help your struggle with lust? I mean, come on, folks, let's think about this. If you struggle with lust and you're going to see, and you can check your movies before you go to them. Plugged In has a review on every movie. You can be able to see if it has nudity in it before you ever go. You don't have to be caught off guard. If it's one of those that you're in question about, then look it up on Plugged In and try to find out, like, what's in this one so you could be able to know. But if you're really trying to overcome a battle, make conscious choices. I mean, how can you go and watch nudity and not have it affect you in your choices? It's going to impact you. And if you can sit there and watch and it doesn't affect you, well, then something's wrong too. Really? So let's think about this. Let's think about the choices that we're making and how we're putting ourselves in a place where that can impact us and how you're not able to overcome. So what do we need to do? We need to put, there's all kinds of safeguards. In families, you need to put a safeguard on your computer or maybe even for yourself if you struggle in this area. You need to, like, there's NetNanny and different kinds of things that you can be able to look at. All you have to do is Google, you know, protection from my internet, and make sure that they'll give you a whole list of those as far as Christian resources and those that will block different kinds of things. They're very easy to use, many of them free, and you can be able to make sure you're protecting your family from that. Do you know, because, you know, children are watching pornography on the internet, children. And so it's becoming a greater issue in our world and all that's happening around us. So we have a responsibility, but we need to protect ourselves. We need to make sure that we are realizing. And so when I'm in that place where there can be a battle, I'm gonna make sure I'm dealing with it. I'm gonna watch the patterns that happen so I can help protect myself. Now the battle is spiritual, so know your enemy. Now, let me say, all of these things that happen, really, the enemy will use it to tear you down spiritually. He'll use it to destroy you, and that's what he wants to do. And so although there are things and pieces and whatever that's taking place, the enemy's going to use it to destroy you. And so that is a spiritual battle. It may not be a spiritual thing when it comes to you, but how you deal with it is going to be spiritual. And so that's why you need to realize we're not in, again, fighting a battle, as the scripture says, with flesh and blood, but in spiritual places. That's what we're really dealing with. And so people may say something hard to you or hurtful or painful, and that's difficult. And that's difficult. And so you're dealing with, but you've got to remember it's not them. It's what the enemy wants to do through them to destroy you. And so you have to realize the battle is bigger. So this battle is hard. No matter what, it's hard. I'm not talking about quick, easy fix. I'm talking about a hard battle to fight. And that's why we have to not only understand, identify your battle, but you've got to plan your strategy. How are you going to deal with this? How are you going to respond to the things that come to your life? And so as we look at it, first of all, we have to realize God will give you the power to overcome. He will give you the power to overcome. No matter what you're facing, he will give you the power to overcome. That's what you've got to keep in your mind, because he says, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Would you read that for me? "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." One more time. "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." I kind of put it at the end of your outline, kind of in a little a blue kind of box there. And I felt like you could probably cut that out and put it someplace visibly, wherever your struggle, trouble, temptation, wherever it is. If it's, you know, something with your computer, if it's something in your home, in your car, or whatever. But put it someplace visually, so you or visibly, so you can see it, and it can help remind you, no matter what battle you're facing, no matter what struggle you're in, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. That's important. Here's what the message says. Message is a paraphrase. It's not a translation, but I sometimes like the nuance it gives. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Isn't that great? Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. That's the good news. That's the good news that God wants to work. So faith is the key factor to overcoming. And if you say, "I can't do this," well, then you can't. You're right. You're right. You've got to be, you should really throw out that word, "can't," out of your vocabulary, because it's not going to help you at all. It's only going to hurt you. You have to be determined to say, "I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do this." And so I'm going to have to make sure that's my focus. Helping, the prayer that came to Jesus, the guy said, "Help me with my unbelief. I believe, but about this much. I need a whole bunch more, so help me with my unbelief." That's a great prayer. Go ahead. Pray that one. "Lord, I don't have a whole lot of faith, but I have a little, and I do believe in you, and I believe you can help me, but help me with my unbelief, because it's bigger. It's bigger than right now, than anything else. Because here's what the scripture says. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Believes. Who overcomes? The believer. So when we believe, he gives us the power to overcome. You don't have to stay trapped in your thoughts. You don't have to stay trapped in whatever it is that the enemy is pushing down on you. So put on the full armor of God and his word. Nothing is more important than the word of God. The word of God is able to help you. Read all of Ephesians 6, because you can be able to see, talks about all the weapons that and the protection that we need to put on. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. The enemy has a plan. He has a plan to take you out. That's it. He's got a plan. He's got a strategy. So what do you have to do? You better have a better plan. Now, God gave you a better plan, but you're not using it. So we need to say, okay, I need to use the plan that God's given me so I can be able to see it better. Nothing more powerful, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. So putting the word of God in our mind is the best way to change our thinking. So have something ready when you can find that pattern that your thoughts are going to run to the wrong place. They're going to go to the same conclusion. You know, whether it's depression or whether it's anxiety or whether it's lust or whether it's, you know, whatever the temptation, your thoughts are going to run to that same conclusion. So before they get there, change them. Change them. That's exactly. So we have a replacement of negative thoughts is the only way to overcome. So you're going to replace that negative thinking that's a part of that that's going to be destructive and hurtful for your life. You're going to have to make a conscious choice to replace it. And when you do, you have something to put in its place. Nothing more powerful than the Word of God. That is the best way to replace thoughts. Is that hard work? It is. Is it hard in the beginning, especially? Yes. But after a while, it becomes easier because you run a new groove in your brain. And this is a good one. This is a healthy one. It's going to go to the right direction. So you start putting some new thoughts and you're replacing. So whenever those negative kinds of trouble, struggle, temptation come to you, trials, then you're going to have to replace them. Take a conscious choice. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. See, God will renew it. You don't have to stay negative. You don't have to be complaining. You don't have to be. You can be different by God's power and his work in you. Put it on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. It's kind of like putting it on like a coat. You kind of put it on. It's a conscious choice that you're making to put on new thinking. I'm not going to go that direction. I'm not going to think those. I know where that leads me. I know how that destructive that is. I know how depressed and discouraged I get after I start on this trail. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go someplace else. And so let the power of God help change that. So then begin to walk in victory and be unashamed of the power of God to work in you. Walk in victory. You have to be able to identify, you have to know a strategy and a plan, and then continue to walk in it so you can now replace those thoughts whenever they come to you. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. Get this? Everyone born of God. When you're born again, you're born of God. Everyone born of God overcomes the world. I mean, so God already planned it. He already planned for you to be an overcomer. He already planned for you not to be able to fall into that whole pattern. He already planned. This is the victory that overcomes the world. What is it? Faith. Even our faith. So faith is the victory that overcomes the world. God already planned for you to be an overcomer. And he wants you to be able to walk in that. So first, remember the battle is already won. Whatever it is that you're facing, remember, the battle is already won. God already won this. And so don't let yourself get caught up in that negative cycle and running down the wrong trail. come back. No, God has already given me victory for this. I need to really make sure I'm walking in that pathway. Thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's some great verses that are part of this outline that you can kind of keep playing in your mind. You can keep in front of you. You can keep making sure. One young guy told me after first service, he said, I really like putting that verse someplace where I can be able to use it. But he said, I have the feeling that I'm going to have so many verses, I'm not going to be able to see anything. I can wallpaper my wall with them. And that's not a bad thing either, I'll just say. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's an importance of the power that is there. So thank God for the victory. What do? We tend to get discouraged and depressed and feel overwhelmed and negative, and then it gets worse and it builds on it. No, start turning it around and saying, Lord, I am thanking you for the victory in this area of my life. I'm not gonna fall into this, and I continue. I'm gonna have victory over this, and I'm gonna start thanking you for the victory instead of just finding myself under the battle all the time. I'm gonna say, no, thank God, you've already given me this. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb. So Jesus already died and gave you the victory, and by the word of their testimony. So I have to start sharing. God has given me victory in this in my life. That's my testimony. And who can debate that? You know, my mom shared with us recently. She said she was a worrier, and God has really helped her. I'm not saying she's never worries, but I'm saying God has really helped her. And she said, God has really, when I was convicted of that, I felt that was wrong, and I realized, and so I started asking God to help me to be an overcomer in this. And she said, God has helped me to be an overcomer. He's given me victory in that area. And so we don't have to just say, oh, that's just who I am. We can constantly be growing, constantly learning, constantly developing, and then finding victory. And so don't be ashamed of the victory that God has given to you, but be willing to testify to it. That's another part of the victory, to make sure that you can see that. So keep focused on the Holy Spirit's leading. God's going to lead you where you need to go to grow. He's going to keep leading you to grow. And that's what God's plan and purpose is for you. He says here, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. So let the Holy Spirit, think about this. God is with you. He's walking with you. He wants you to follow his guidance and his leadership, and he wants you to be an overcomer. So start walking in that and realize that God equipped you to be more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror, not just to skim by, not just to kind of get over it. So many times we hear people and we hear believers, and you say, how are you doing? And they say, well, under the circumstances. And right away we should say, you know, now don't do this, but anyway, you want to say, you shouldn't be under them, you should be on top of them. And that's what we need to do. We need to be on top of the circumstances. We need to be above them, not letting. Because if you let the circumstances get you down, you're always going to be controlled by your environment. You're always going to be controlled by others. If you let other people get you angry, other people get you depressed, other people get you discouraged, you're going to be controlled by them all the time. You've got to make a choice that I'm going to change my way I think. I'm not going to let that, because God has equipped me to be more than a conqueror. Scripture says it this way. No, despite in all these things, overwhelming victory is ours. Overwhelming victory is ours. Amen? And so is ours through Christ who loved us, and I am convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither fears for today nor worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from the love of God. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. What a great God. And the fact is, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Would you read that with me? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Once again, but I'd like to hear with a little more confidence, because you're just kind of mumbling. So could you just kind of say it like you really believe that this is going to happen? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, and that's exactly what we need to be doing. He wants to give us victory in our lives if we're willing to keep our focus in the right direction, follow the Spirit's leading, let God help us to be overcomers. If you're dealing or battling with an area in your life, it could be physical, emotional, spiritual, any one of those mega list of things, would you stand right now? Because I want to pray for you in closing, and you can say, yep, I got one of those, and I really need God's help and his power to do this. You are unashamed to stand and to admit that there's some battle that you're dealing with and struggling with, and you're going to be asking for his power and his strength to be an overcomer. And so by standing, you're acknowledging, I'm in this journey. I am by faith claiming this. I'm holding on to this. I'm going to walk in victory, and it's God who's going to give me the victory to do it. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for each one that is acknowledging a need this morning. We're in a journey that we need victory. But Lord, you've already won the battle. You've already given us all that we need. And so, Father, right now, we're trusting you for what you're going to do in each of our lives. Help us to be able to see your power working. Help us to claim victory, to say, God has already given me victory over this. I just have to figure out how to make this happen by changing the way I think. Help each one of us that we would be overcomers. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks in Christ's name. Amen. One more time, would you do it? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay, no, I do it again also. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God bless you and go with you.